From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Utah, along with the rest of the country, continues to see huge spikes in the number of unemployment claims. As KUER's John Reed reports, over the past week, nearly 30 more Utahns filed for benefits.
Unemployment Director Kevin Burt says the numbers are unprecedented, but not surprising given how much the economy has slowed, along with efforts to keep the coronavirus at bay. Food prep and service workers filed the most claims, and nearly half came from Salt Lake County residents. Burt says his office is trying to process it as fast as it can, and says people should file online and avoid calling the office with questions.
What happens is we pull off people who are normally processing the claims to be able to respond to those phone calls. In the end, it's delaying those processing timeframes.
He says people can also help speed up the process by keeping up with weekly statements. After the federal relief package passed last week, people who filed for unemployment can expect to see an extra $600 per week added to their checks. But Burt says the state is still waiting for guidance on how to distribute that extra money. John Reed, KUER News.
Governor Gary Herbert says a new partnership with tech companies will get Utah close to its goal of 7,000 coronavirus tests per day in the next couple of weeks. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports the partnership also includes an online survey to help the state gather more data on the pandemic.
A group of tech companies has set up two new test sites in Utah County and plan to open another six around the state in the coming weeks as they expect to get more testing supplies. The state and Silicon Slopes have also launched an online COVID-19 symptom questionnaire. It'll ask you things like if you've experienced shortness of breath. And if you qualify for testing, you'll get an email with the closest test site to you, says David Elkington, CEO of InsideSales.com.
If we don't understand who's sick and where they're at and what their symptoms are, we can't get ahead of this. So the purpose of the assessment is to help us understand where the problems are, where we should set up more testing.
State officials are asking all Utahns to take the assessment, even if they don't feel sick, to identify who could be unknowingly carrying the virus. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
A Salt Lake County inmate has tested positive for COVID-19. The Salt Lake County Sheriff's Office announced today it's the first person behind bars in Utah to test positive for the disease. The inmate is one of six in the county that have been tested for the virus, out of roughly 1,400, and the only one to come back positive. The sheriff's office says the prisoner is being isolated, and more than 50 other inmates from the same unit have been moved to medical quarantine cells. A deputy and civilian employee have also tested positive for COVID-19, though both have not been in the facility in the last 5 days. Researchers in our region are looking to increase the availability of a new type of COVID-19 test using saliva. The Mountain West News Bureau's Noah Glick reports.
The Healthy Nevada Project is a public-private partnership in that state. It kicked off a few years ago and is now the largest community-based population health study of its kind in the world. Essentially, collecting DNA samples from the saliva of 50,000 Nevadans with the goal of reaching 1 million samples statewide. Joseph Jimsky is the principal investigator. He says his team is now looking at whether that same collection method can be used to test for COVID-19.
We are researching the possibility that there is enough virus in saliva that we can use saliva collection at home to assess those that are symptomatic and asymptomatic in our communities.
That would mean more tests could be done at home, limiting the strain on the healthcare system. Additionally, the group conducted a survey of 14,000 Healthy Nevada participants to learn more about recent travel and behaviors. Jimsky says that's so they can better track and monitor community spread of the illness. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
The 2019-2020 winter inversion season has officially ended, according to the Utah Department of Environmental Quality. That means the Division of Air Quality will stop issuing action forecasts, which advise people what to do to limit their air pollution, like avoiding burning or reducing car use. Only two areas in the state reached unhealthy levels this winter, Cache Valley in January and Salt Lake City in December. Action forecasts will resume in the summer months to deal with ozone levels. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.